Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was the winter of 1978, one of the wettest winters in LA history. And all of that rain led to some pretty amazing problems. One of those involved the Rock of Malibu. The Rock of Malibu is a huge boulder. Nobody actually knows how big it is, but it protrudes from a cliffside about 200 feet above the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu. It was always rather ominous, but after 2 weeks of constant torrential rain, well, that rain washed away a lot of the dirt and stones and stuff that seemed to be supporting that rock. Every day, the Rock of Malibu grew larger and larger, more and more ominous. And the people of Malibu were frightened. They were worried. They were scared. They were frightened that that huge stone would come loose, tumble down that cliff, roll across the Pacific Coast Highway, maybe destroying the highway in the process, and maybe right through some very expensive homes. Good people of Malibu expressed their concern to Caltrans. And Caltrans came out and investigated the situation and agreed with them. Something had to be done. That huge rock needed to be removed. They came up with a plan. It would require 10 or 12 hours of work, perhaps as much as $40,000, but it seemed worth it considering the potential for damage. So the day of work came, and they brought in all these Caterpillar tractors, and they began by digging this huge pit right at the bottom of the cliff. It was going to receive this huge stone. And then those tractors went up and they began removing the dirt and the debris from underneath that huge rock. And the thought was that they would remove just enough and then the rock would come down and it would fall into that pit where they could contain it. Well, they worked all day and well into the night. But the Rock of Malibu, it didn't budge. Not an inch. So the next day, they brought in a bunch of fire trucks. And they hooked up these fire trucks and their hoses, and they began squirting massive, massive amounts of high-pressure water underneath the Rock of Malibu, washing away a great deal of mud and dirt, and all this mud and dirt and water filled up that pit and went across the Pacific Coast Highway, pretty much destroying it, and unfortunately flooded a number of homes on the other side. They kept this up all day. They kept it up most of the night. But the Rock of Malibu, it didn't budge. Not an inch. The next day, they brought in dynamite. They attempted to blast away that stuff and cause that rock to fall. That didn't work. And so they brought back the fire trucks and they resumed putting all this massive amount of water, creating all of that mud and damage. Kept it up all day, much of the night. But the Rock of Malibu, it didn't budge. Not an inch. Caltrans just gave up. They had spent 3 days and more than $250,000 all to protect the Pacific Coast Highway, which they pretty much destroyed, and some homes that they pretty much flooded. So they gave up. The director of the project said to the press, and this is a quote, "The Rock of Malibu, it ain't going nowhere." And you might be right, because 32 years later, it's still there. Bigger, more ominous than ever, but it still stands. It hasn't moved an inch. Our text for today speaks of an even more unmovable rock. Our text is from our gospel reading for today, the words of Jesus, and it reads, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them is like the wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the winds blew and beat against that house, but it did not fall because it was founded on the rock." Rock. What do you think of when I say rock? I mean, maybe you think of a huge boulder like the Rock of Malibu. Or maybe you think of a certain kind of popular music. Or maybe you think of a certain insurance company that constantly compares itself to the Rock of Gibraltar. Or you might think of a certain brand of pickup truck. The advertising says it's made like a rock. But maybe you think of the hymn we just sang, or maybe that classic hymn, the Rock of Ages. And that's really the theme of today. That's the concept Jesus is talking about. Jesus, the rock, solid, sure, dependable, unmovable, always there, like a rock. I think of the great promise of Jesus, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." I think of King Herod, who tried to kill Jesus. I think of Satan, who tried to tempt Jesus. I think of the Pharisees and Sadducees, who tried to stop Jesus. I think of Pontius Pilate, who tried to get rid of Jesus. They all tried hard, and they all failed. Because Jesus is the rock. Solid, sure, dependable, unmovable, always there, like a rock. I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fiery furnace of Nebuchadnezzar. Remember? Even there, Christ was present, protecting his own. Solid, sure, dependable, unmovable, like a rock. I think of King David in that most beloved of all the Psalms. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear nothing because you are here." A rock. I think of Psalm 18, where David writes, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, the rock in whom I take refuge." I think of that most popular of Martin Luther's hymns, the one that's become sort of a battle hymn of the Reformation, the one with the lyrics, "A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing." That's Christ. Solid, sure, dependable, unwavering, unmovable, like a rock. There's another sense in which this is true as well. Because we're not only built on the rock of Christ, we're also built on the rock of his word, of the scriptures of the Bible. We're told scripture cannot lie. And again, all scripture is God-inspired and to be used for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training so that we might be thoroughly equipped like a rock. All this is quite in contrast to the shifting sands of human ideas and theories and opinions. Some of you here are old enough to remember oatmeal. That white, sticky, awful-tasting stuff that looks a lot like wallpaper paste. Back in the 1970s, this was the miracle food. Oat bran would cure whatever ails you and probably prevent it from happening in the first place. But about the time some of us learned to down the awful stuff,
the very same expert said, well, maybe not. And today, hardly anyone's ever heard of Oak Brand. And don't misunderstand me. Don't get me wrong. Don't take this to mean I'm in some way anti-science, because nothing could be further from the truth. I'm a great admirer and supporter of an unhindered quest for truth. I'm a great supporter of science and scientists. One of my daughters is a scientist. I am eminently proud of her. It's just that I realize that science is a human quest. And it's often wise to hang in there to see how this all cranks out. It's not just true in science, it's true in absolutely everything. Everything has human opinions and ideas and theories. It impacts Christianity too. For 2,000 years, constantly, Christianity has been confronted with something new. Always somebody has something new. Some verse nobody has ever read before in the Bible, some new theory, some new insight, some new revelation, some new book they have to sell. Funny thing though, what's new today is old tomorrow, as we learn that nearly always this stuff isn't true, isn't so wise after all. The Bible has been around for anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 years. A lot of it is much older than that. And it has been tested and tried in every conceivable culture and society and civilization, every possible economic and political system, and found to be dependable and true, solid, sure, unwavering, like a rock. Our text says, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like the wise man who built his house on a rock. That's what we are called to be. That's what we are called to do. To build on the rock. To be rock people. Reminds me of a conversation between Jesus and one of his disciples, a man named Simon. Jesus said to him, but Simon, who do you say that I am? And Simon replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon, because God has revealed this to you. And on this rock I will build my church, and Satan will not be able to destroy it. Peter was founded squarely on the rock, the solid rock of Christ, the solid rock of his word. In fact, it's what made him the rock man. It's how he got his nickname. The nickname we know him much better by. We know him not so much as Simon, but as Peter. Jesus gave him that nickname, Petros. It means rock. The rock man. We too are to be rock men, rock women, rock girls, rock boys, standing firmly on the solid rock of Christ, on the solid rock of his word. The book of Hebrews tells us, let us hold unwaveringly to the hope that has been professed. Do not be carried away by new and strange teachings. St. Paul similarly advises, do not be carried away by new things. Stand firm in the faith. Hold firmly to the trustworthy message that has been professed, so that you can endure and encourage others with sound doctrine. Unmovable, solid, sure, dependable, many centuries, Russia was a very Christian country. But then came 80 years of atheistic communism. And that government persecuted Christianity very much. Tens of thousands of priests were assassinated. Most of the rest were in prison. 99% of the churches were closed, and the other 1% were simply ignored. And during all of this, everyone believed that the communists had killed the church. But here's the thing. After 80 years, it became evident that it wasn't the church that had died, it was communism that had died. When the veil was removed, we learned that the church was alive and well. Yes, Christians had gone underground, but faith was alive and well. In fact, in many ways, more pure, more zealous than ever before. The church Christians had survived atheistic communism, just as they had survived Roman paganism and all the other isms that have come between and before and since. Standing on the rock of Christ, the rock of his word, solid, sure, dependable, always there, like a rock. That's what we are called to do. That's what we are called to be. Rock Christians. The Rock Church. Solid, sure, dependable, unmovable, always there, like a rock. Amen. And may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.